This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Tracy Gregoire. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share. Or if you just want to chat with us, again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. We're at 814 Elm Street. Come on down. You still have plenty of time to have lunch and watch the show. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to Food for Thought with Carol. And there we have our trivia up, too, for you to win prizes. So go ahead, like the page, and then you can enter the trivia contest. We have a trivia running right now. So
excellent.
Check that out. And I believe, Tracy, you're going to thank our sponsors.
We are so going to thank all of them. Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord. Express Jewelry NH.com. Precision Repair and Sales, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company, Belmont Hall and Restaurant, 718 Grove Street in Manchester, BelmontHall.net, top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years, Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now open with soon-to-be drive-through in Londonderry, RedArrowDiner.com. Celeste Oliva, 75 South Main Street in Concord. CelesteOliva.com, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. And added to their line is fresh pasta and honey. Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. NewEnglandCoffee.com. And if you stop into any of them, please let them know that you heard about them on Food for Thought with Carol.
There you go. Yes. And just to let listeners know also, today, Kale and Company will be live here at the Beacon Building. And he is going to be having on at 4:05 the Green Lights. I guess it's a live performance by a Concord-based group. So he always has, like, music. He's always, like, you know, that's so cool.
I love that. And it's such a great little space to have them perform, too. Come on down and check it out.
That's right. And he also tells me that you will have a chance to win some Monarchs tickets by just, I believe, just popping by the studio. So stay tuned for Kale & Company, and I'm sure you'll get more details from that.
Now, earlier, Linda had mentioned missing the maple syrup.
Yes.
Doing all of that. I actually have some information here about things that are coming up.
Perfect.
So March 28th through 29th is Vermont Maple Open House Weekend 2015. And basically all the participating sugar houses and all the towns are going. So you can actually go to vermontmaple.org to find out what kind of events. And one of them in particular that I found is actually later. They're not doing it during this week, but I know some of them that are doing it this week have these kind of events as well. Vermont Maple Festival 2015 in Vermont is Albans, Vermont. They have things like live entertainment, a fiddler's variety, cooking demonstrations and competitions, pancake breakfast, an antique show, Ooh. Carnival, parade, craft shows. It's so much more than just, but you can also go into these places and actually see how the maple syrup is made, which I think is really neat. And that's the thing Linda was saying that she had done and missed doing. Now in New Hampshire, it is March 28th and 29th as well. It's a New Hampshire Maple Weekend. And more than 60 sugar houses across the state participate in this open house. You can learn how maple syrup is made, plus free samples, horse-drawn rides, sugar on snow, pancake breakfasts, and more.
That sounds like fun. Mm-hmm.
So, and you can actually go to, well, one in particular is New Hampshire Maple Experience, the Rocks Estate. You can go to therocks.org to see about that one. So, just wanted to mention some things that are going on if you're looking for something to do coming
Sounds
up
fun.
In a couple weekends.
And we actually have a caller. We have Joan O'Connor from the Tilton Farmers Winter Market. Hi, Joan. How are you?
Hi, Carol. Thank you. Thank you for taking the call. I just, you know, I've been listening to the show, and I wanted to call in and thank you publicly. You came in about a week and a half ago and interviewed the vendors, and you aired this wonderful segment. I sat here in my house, like, jumping up and down, like, this sounds wonderful. You did
so
such
cool.
a great job.
Awesome.
And it just really helps the... It pushes up the attendance. You can feel
Good.
It. The people that come into the market, they say, I heard it on the radio. That's the only reason why I'm here. That's the kind of accolades that I hear. You probably don't hear it, but I get that response.
And well, you know, we love to hear that. So that is fantastic. That's fantastic. I'm happy for you. We had, you know, Daryl and I had such a great time that day. It was so fun, and I made lots of connections, and it was really a fun time.
Good. And the vendors that you interviewed were thrilled. They were like trembling when I came out. They go, oh, I just had this great interview. And they just, it really helps their business. Like the Best Gluten-Free Goodies, you know, you see her product line. She's a little timid, but you know, she's doing these farmers markets in the summer and the winter, and it just helps their business. So again, I can't thank you enough for coming in like that. And Eddie, I love how you call Rolling in the Dough. You call him Eddie. and there's usually such quiet, you know, gentle people, and they're not used to being, you know, like interviewed by the media, and so they kind of pull back a little bit. But they all did a great job.
They
and I was
did,
very proud of my
and especially him, because he was probably the most nervous. But I said, I'm just going to walk you through it. Don't worry, I'm going to ask you, mm-hmm. you know, questions that you know how to answer. So don't worry about it. And yeah, he did very, very well. So before I let you go, John, why don't you, do you still have a week or two left of the Winter Farmers Market, correct? Okay. So let people know where you are and the times.
It's the Tilton Winter Farmers Market. Of course, there's a website and a Facebook. The last two markets are going to be this Saturday, the 21st, and next Saturday, the 28th. It's from 10 to 2. And it's 50 vendors. It's inside a 12,000 square foot building, so it's nice and warm. And it's like, you know, the final two that everybody is, you know, I'm emphasizing stock up. If you need to buy your honey, you better get a quart of it, or you better, because the summer markets don't start for quite a few weeks. So it's a good opportunity for people to make that last flurry. Many of the foods are frozen, so they can buy, you know, their meats and their bacon and get their eggs and their breads and everything. So, yes, I just wanted to emphasize the last two markets for the season. Thank goodness the weather's breaking and the attendance has been wonderful. I'm getting about maybe over 1,000 people in 4 hours. And like you said, it's just sort of fun to walk around and bump into people you haven't seen for a year or two.
It's a really, you know, Saturdays, you know, it's a great, take a little drive. It's right off exit 20 on Route 93.
It's that same
a really
exit for the tank. It's the same exit for the Tanger Outlets. And most people know the Tanger Outlets. It's on the other side of the highway. Head west, away from the
outlets, and it's right. You can't miss it. It's a big red, like, barn kind of looking building, and you'll see the policeman in the middle of the road.
the wonderful Tilton Police Department and AutoSurf Car Dealership has the organization that's helped me with this. I couldn't have done it without AutoSurf Car Dealership. They own the building, and they've been so supportive of this for 4 years. This bringing this agriculture to the middle of the state like that. So
very nice.
Thank you, AutoSurf. Well, thank you for taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you, Joan.
Thank you for coming in.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's so great to hear.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's really excellent. And, you know, I said we had a little bit of chicken trivia, so let's just, I'm just going to try and stump. Well, actually, it's not really to stump you, but these are like little chicken facts. I kind of, you know, because it's National Poultry Day, so we have to do a little bit of, did you know that a chicken can have 4 to 5 toes on each foot?
No. It's not always the same?
I guess not.
Okay.
Didn't know that either. A chicken can travel up to 9 miles per hour.
That's pretty fast for those short little chickens.
Right? I'm like thinking of watching a chicken go 9, you know?
Growing up in Oklahoma, I have had the pleasure of actually, don't laugh at me,
chasing chickens and trying to catch chickens. And I know I've seen people with chickens around here too, obviously, but it's very hard to catch a chicken. So I believe that that is true. I have caught a chicken before and it's hard.
Well, when I do my treadmill, my little cardio before my workout, I've been going 3.8 miles an hour. Hard for me. So I was thinking of that, like, you know, that's like almost, you know, more than double that. And I'm like, man, those little things, they must fly. So
it's pretty fast. Anything else?
This is kind of funny. Electrophobia. Electrophobia is a fear of chickens.
That's
and Americans consume 8 billion chickens a year.
That, I believe, it's something that when you start to make, you know, think about your recipes, what you're going to make for the week.
It's usually chicken.
Chicken is, and sometimes I think, oh, I need to mix it up a little bit. I need to have some fish and some beef and not chicken every day of the week. And it's so easy to do that with just different recipes. So many of them contain chicken.
And the breast or the thigh or the leg or, you know.
And there's so many different ways, you know, grill it, broil it, bake it, cut it up in casseroles or there's just... It's endless what you can do with it. So.
And I think chicken, you know, I mean, you're right. I think it's more of the go-to kind of dish that you would do. It's a little bit more healthy than beef. You know, they say not to have beef like all the time.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, I would think so.
Anything else?
Well, there's a ton, but chickens were domesticated about 8,000 years ago. 8,000.
Mm. That's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yes. Domesticated, like, you know, coming to live in the house like a pet. I don't know. That's what I think of domesticated. I guess then, just living in the yard.
I guess.
So I have something about a food technique as opposed to, a lot of times we talk about recipes and something interesting that we don't hear too much about. And I actually, listeners, as you're listening, if you want to chime in here, you want to call in, let us know. The ways that you do this food technique, if you do. So it's cooking on papillote. Do you know what that means?
Cooking on papillote, yes. Yeah, so it's in the...
With parchment paper.
Yeah,
it is. And it's something that I have one particular meal that I make with it just because that was what the recipe is. But now that I've read a little bit more about it, you can really do it with anything. So the recipe I make is salmon on papillote. And it looks so professional. It's orzo
beautiful.
And pesto and tomatoes and olives. And then you know, mix it all together, put the orzo down, put the salmon on top of it. And this is all on the parchment paper. Put a little pesto on top of it. And then what you do, you wrap up that parchment paper really tightly. And it seals in the moisture.
And,
it creates like a little steam house for it. And what I was reading about were kind of the benefits of doing that. I didn't realize there were benefits to cooking with parchment paper, but one of them is you can actually use less seasoning and less fats because it locks all of the flavor in. So you can actually cook healthier with it because you're using less. It's also great for cleanup because you literally just take it off of the pan, put it on the plate, put a little X across the top and slice it open, and it looks so professional.
Steam comes out. Beautiful.
You have a guest over. It looks really fancy. And the cleanup, just throw the paper in the trash.
Yep. It's done.
So there's so many benefits of it. One thing I read is some people might think that they can use wax paper in its place. Don't do that. Don't use wax paper.
Right.
Use the parchment paper. It really is a great, and so what I was reading, you can just do anything in it, anything that you want to kind of steam.
Yeah, like swordfish or haddock even, or, you know,
lots of, and you just wrap it up tight and throw it in there, bake it, and it actually helps it cook a little bit faster as well. So I just want to share that cooking technique.
I think that is a really great idea.
I think I'll use even more now.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, once you try it once, you know, and you do the recipe, and then you can kind of vary from there and kind of do, you know, do different types and different seasonings. I mean, it's really endless. I bet you that our next guest probably knows a little bit about maybe cooking on papillon.
That's right.
Maybe Scott Kinney. So I'm just going to remind people about the Iron Chef competition that's going to be coming up. It's on April 1st from 5:30 to 7:30. The location is at Good Life Programs and Activities. That's over in Concord. And you can go to goodlifenh.org to get your tickets. And it's senior living places in Concord, and the chefs at each one are doing this Iron Chef event, and then there's going to be some judges, and I happen to be one of the judges, and along with Chef Nicole, Tim Sink, the president of the Concord Chamber of Commerce, Jeremy Woodward, the owner of Jeremy's Boot Camp, and Helen Ryba, Chef's Plate, and owner of Good Eats NH. So we'll be judging that event, and I'd love to see you out there. So you're listening to Food for Thought, and we are going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we are going to be in studio with Scott Kinney of Unwind right here in Manchester on 2nd Street. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me today is Tracy Gregoire, and we are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. You still have plenty of time to come and have some lunch at Midtown and come and watch the show. And we'd like to welcome on our next guest. We're busy today, huh?
We are.
I know. Let's welcome on our next guest. We have Scott Kinney and his wife, Rania, from Unwind. So welcome to Food for Thought, Scott. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, well, we're happy. So, you know, you've been around for quite a while over on 2nd Street.
Yeah, June 1st, we'll celebrate 14 years.
Wow, I didn't realize.
See, I didn't think it was that long.
Yes. Wow. No, most people don't.
That is like amazing.
And I don't even realize it either. It's gone by like blink of an eye.
That's the older we get. That's what happens.
Shoot, tell me about it. The weeks are like days, and you know how it goes. So, no, yeah. It's been a wonderful 14 years. Same location, you know, we've done a lot of expanding, and, you know, recently we, you know, went down in size a little bit to try to, you know, simplify it a little better, but still have a good size restaurant. And I think this model we have currently is where Unwind's going to stay.
Nice.
For, you know, however long.
So what's different? What is it about this model that's working? Tell us about some of the things that you focus on now.
Well, one of the big things is the square footage. For 8.5 years, when we did our last big expansion, we were over 7,000 square feet, which is bigger than a lot of chain restaurants, actually. So it was a wonderful 8.5 years. You know, the last 3 or 4 years, you know, a little more of a struggle. The economy went down, you know, and all these wonderful restaurants, which, by the way, if you live in this Manchester area, you don't realize how blessed you are with the amount of food and creativity and differences and, you know, not just in restaurants, but all type of food. For instance, I'm so honored to be right after the Queen City Cupcakes because my blood sugar level just skyrocketed out there in the green room after having some of their cupcakes. But
pretty amazing,
you know,
right?
Oh, yeah. So, but, you know, all types of diverse food. So, but, you know, it was making it a little bit hard to fill 7,000 square feet with all the choices. And I love it. Competition is a wonderful thing. It gets more people out, gets more people.
It makes you better.
Amen. So we had a chance, you know, business thing. Leases came up, time to renew. And we decided to actually go in reverse to where we were before we remodeled and expanded 8.5 years ago. And it's a perfect foot. It's, you know, the quaintness, people are loving it. It's, you know, a little bit smaller. Again, we still have a private function room, you know, have a little bit of a smaller bar area, but Unwind's so cozy. People like to sit in the dining room anyways.
Yeah.
But I think all that being said, it's a nice fit. It's a nice size. And I personally really like it because it's a lot easier to run than 7,000 square feet.
Certainly.
Of course. Yeah. Now, do you still have, I know you have had live music in the past. Do you still have that?
We do. In a different form, we went out and got a baby grand piano, which I'm looking at this beautiful one out here in the foyer here. Ours isn't quite this nice, but what we've actually expanded the top to make a bar so you can actually sit around the piano as he plays. Now, for now, we're just doing that on Saturday nights. As we start to get into the summer season, it is classically our slower season. And, you know, people are doing other things in the summertime, as short of a window we have here. You know, in New England, people want to be outside and everything, which we don't blame them, so do I. So Saturday nights, you can come in, listen to them, background, jazzy, wonderful, wonderful music. And, yeah, sit around and enjoy this. And so whereas in the past we used to do the whole jazz thing, but when we downsized, we lost a little bit of that room to do that. But, you know, the atmosphere is still there. And, you know, everyone pretty much unanimously has said they like it better.
Yeah, I remember it. I have been in both when before you expanded and after you expanded. And even though both are great, I remember when it was like that nice kind of cozy. The atmosphere has always been there, and that's one of the things I love about it. I've used the function rooms before, and I have to tell you, they're amazing. They're always so helpful and personable and just there for you. It's just a great experience. Now, some people might think unwind. The first thing that comes to their mind is wine. For me, it's quite the opposite, even though I love having wine just about any place I go. For me, what comes to mind is fondue. One of our favorite things to do is go and get either chocolate or cheese or both fondue. But the food is amazing. I think I have one of my... I love scallops. We were talking about that last week. One of my most favorite scallop dishes ever. My husband and I went to dinner there recently, or about a year ago maybe it was, that we had this particular meal. Amazing. Just really, really good. So I know that some people think wine, 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 but I have so many different other reasons why I love to go. Why don't you talk about all the different options that you have?
Yeah, your menu. You have a pretty diverse menu. I mean, you have, like, you know, lots of different things on it. So yeah, let people know what exactly you have to offer to unwind.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When I put the name wine in our name, Unwind, I did not realize, I mean, it's the greatest name. People always remind me of that every day. But I didn't realize in a way that we would have indirectly shot ourselves in the foot, because a lot of people do, and we still are getting phone calls, oh, you know, we'd love to come in, but do you offer anything else besides wine? You know, or, you know, my daughter is not 21. Is she allowed to come in? I hear these things all the time, and it's like, we do, and we're trying so hard to let people know that we are just like any restaurant in this area. You know, you don't have to be 21. We have a full bar. We have a beer on draft. We have non-alcoholic. We actually had a gentleman the other day email us and asking if we had anything non-alcoholic, or would he have to drink water? You know, and I laugh, you know.
Jeez,
I laugh, you know. But again, it's one of these things that goes with, you know, the reputation of a wine bar, which 14 years ago, we were the first. And it was a wonderful thing, and I thank everyone for all their support. But over the years, we've had to, you know, divert a little bit from that and trying to, you know, promote the food and let people know that we are a, you know, full service bar. So, and the menu is something I've worked so hard on lately. And again, you have to, especially in this city, what we were speaking about earlier with all the restaurants, and competition breeds competition. So we do have a wonderful, diverse menu. The fondue, I will say, yes, without it, we probably wouldn't be here. And it is our signature, and it will always be our signature. We've added different fondues to the menu now. So now we have 3 savory and 3 sweet fondues, giving you more options. In addition to great appetizers, you know, salads, our Caesar salad, I've been saying forever, try to find a better one in the state, and I have yet to find a better Caesar salad. Our seafood, not just scallops, we've got some haddock dishes and salmon that are just phenomenal. Our filet mignon, people can't say enough about. We have a whole page on Turkish style skewers or kebabs, if you will, all with separate marinades. We, you know, everything from chicken to steak tips to seafood, pork, filet. We do all these on really large skewers that you could, you know, probably have a good jousting a jousting session with your neighbors at the table with. But it's a nice presentation, and I think with summer coming, you know, we put these on the grill. It's a nice summertime item, you know. And then our latest tagline with Unwind is we're promoting desserts. We're calling ourselves a restaurant and dessert house because we've really expanded our dessert menu, partially because of my sweet tooth, but also my mother makes the most incredible desserts. She does our cheesecake. She does our key lime pie, and she does my great-grandmother's recipe, one of a kind, what we call chocolate chip mint dessert, you know, on top of the fondues. You know, my chef makes an incredible creme brulee. You know, I make a peanut butter mousse pie, you know, on top of, you know, I mean, the endless selection, the selections for dessert menu, I mean, will is enough to have you just to come in for dessert.
I'm going to come in for that. I had no idea. I go for the fondue and the food, but I had no idea. Now, we have a caller on the line.
We do have a caller. We have Pat from Manchester. Is this like the Pat?
This is the Pat. How are you?
Very good, thanks. So, Miss Chelsea must have rang you.
Yeah. I was listening to my sister-in-law earlier, and I said, you know what, I'm just driving around the city today, so I'll listen in. And I decided that since, I guess today is the start of restaurant week.
Yes.
I've decided I'm going to go online for dinner tonight.
There you go.
With my daughter and her friend, and I was curious.
That is fantastic. There's lots of choices.
I think
I've been there, so after listening to this, I'm getting hungry. All right, I'm just trying to look through my lunch bag to see if there's anything left.
Sir, I'm extremely humbled and can't wait. But I believe that tonight is the official kickoff. But I believe for most restaurants, the actual menu will begin. Well, I know we're serving our menu beginning tomorrow night for Restaurant Week. It's a special 3-course dinner, which will include the cheese and chocolate fondue for everyone. By the way, in addition to a menu selection. But I know that most restaurants that will officially begin tomorrow night. And go all the way through until next Thursday, or next Friday. I think tonight is the official kickoff. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on tonight, but I know the menu.
We're going out tonight anyway, so we're going to be bringing by your place.
There you go.
Which entrance do I go there? I don't. You know, I know there's a lot of signs on Second Street, and I don't want to miss it or you know, turn at the last minute.
Tell me about it. Entrances. Jeez, one of my Achilles heel. We are located in a plaza that is set off of the street a little bit. So if you see the Unwind sign, we are closer to the Bedford side of 2nd Street. We're in the same plaza as an H&R Block, which everyone knows H&R Block right now, tax season. We're in the same plaza as them. And so if you pull into the plaza, we have a sign on the facade of the building on the right-hand side. It says Unwind, you know, restaurant and dessert house. And that is the main entrance now. And I know a lot of people have been confused by that because for 8.5 years, we had that main entrance where when we were the 7,000 square feet and we've since tucked around to the right-hand side. Which has made it a little bit confusing. And I've actually had people say, oh my God, are you still in business? Cause it looks dark in that corner. But no, yeah, we are definitely still here. And I'll tell you what, we're going stronger than we ever have. Food, service.
So we're not bothering you on the right hand side.
Okay. Yeah.
It's clearly marked. It really is, yeah. Scott. Okay. It's pretty marked.
Yeah. Once you get in, yeah. And there's ample parking too, which is nice. Mm-hmm. You know, especially during the winter time, you don't have to search for parking. You know, so no, we'd love to have you. I'm honored. I will be there tonight. So, you know, feel free to mention you saw me and I'll come out and shake your hand. And
no. All right, cool. Well, that'll really embarrass my daughter, too. So I'm all for that.
Well, Pat, thanks for calling. That's so nice to hear from you. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Now, one of the things that I actually asked Chelsea, and I like to hear how people get started and what they're doing. So obviously it's been 14 years. At what point did you say, I want to open a restaurant or I want to be in business for myself? What was it that really got you started.
Wow. Okay. Well, hopefully you guys have an next half hour because.
Well, you know what? I'm actually going. We need to take a short break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about your start with Unwind. How's that?
Perfect.
All right. Good. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back. We are in studio with Scott Kinney of Unwind right here in Manchester. You can check him out on the web as well at unwind.net. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me today is Tracy Gregoire. We are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And we are in studio with Scott Kinney and his wife, Rania, from Unwind right here in Manchester over on 2nd Street. And I believe you asked Scott a question, and it's a great question. How did you get involved in the restaurant business? Had you always worked in the restaurants, or?
Restaurants, well, began for me, like a lot of people, you know, going through school after high school. I moved to Florida to go to school and, you know, needed some extra money. So I started working at restaurants, and I'm going to try to make this a quick story, as difficult as it will be. So, yeah, just started and quickly realized I was a bit of a natural at it. So I worked my way up it started as a classic, you know, Floridian seafood, fried clams, fried, you know, shrimp restaurant, and, you know, moved up to fine dining. Then I moved out to California, and this is where I really got my education for the whole industry. I studied wine for 3 years while I was in California, and in going there, I took a shot in the dark and applied for one of the best fine dining restaurants in La Jolla, California, which is one of the ritziest areas of California, and fine dining. And they saw my resume and, wow, hired me, and I was blessed. And so, you know, you had to know your stuff there. That, you know, we're talking the major leagues of restaurants. And I slowly worked my way up to training. So I was training the service staff there while studying wine. And here's the big niche was the chef there, who was at the time one of the top 50 chefs in the country. His name happened to be Scott, spelt with one T, which is mine as well.
Right.
S-C-O-T. And I was the first person that he had ever met. He was convinced that he was the only Scott with one T out there. And, and I don't know if that was the good Lord looking down on me, because that was my in. He really we connected because of that, ironically so. And he took me under his wing.
Thank you, mom and dad.
Yeah, right. Took me under his wing and taught me so much in the kitchen. I was able to go back and he would just, you know, show me stuff, and I was his sponge. For 3 years I worked with this guy. And so I don't have an official, you know, education as far as, you know, culinary school, but I learned so much on top of, you know, my mom will tell you I love to be in the kitchen my whole life. So all that encompassed, I took all this for 3 years in California and moved back to, you know, this area where I grew up, you know, graduate of West High School, and, you know, started working around here. And, well, you know, again, we're talking 15, 16 years ago, a little bit disappointed in what was here compared to where I just came from. Again, mm-hmm. You're talking major leagues going down to, you know, single A, if, you know, in terms of, you know, the sporting world. So a little bit disappointed, a lot of frustration. Oh, geez, what can I do? And here I am, you know, hitting, you know, getting close to 30 years old. And so literally it was one morning I woke up. I think it was a Sunday morning. I had a little dream and said to myself, I can do something. And I remember it like it was yesterday. Laid in bed, grabbed a little pad of paper I have, and I just wrote idea after idea. What can I do? What would be different? What would Manchester, you know, like to see? You know, what doesn't it have? And all these little things, just my mind was just going like crazy that morning. It was in November. And I just basically tried to create something new and unique, taking my experiences from California. Now, a lot of people said, who's this kid? He's not going to make it. You know, thinking he can open a wine bar, you know, even getting the banks involved was like pulling teeth. But eventually, with the love of my parents, you know, co-signing loans and lending me some money, I was able to make it happen. And it was really amazing. As soon as people caught on to this concept that everyone says I was way before my time, but it caught on and people loved it. And I tell you what, it has just never stopped. And it's been such a wonderful story, such a wonderful experience. I know anybody listening, I am very humbled, and very thankful for the opportunity to continue to do this for 14 years, you know.
Good for you.
I'm blessed.
That is quite a story.
It is.
And, you know, you need to give yourself a pat on the back because, you know, for someone being in business for that long and still there and still thriving and still doing very, very well, that is wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
You know, again, I try to stay humble, but I do realize that this is a tough industry and you can't be perfect. You can't have your A game every single night. And, but, you know, we certainly do our best. And
you have to change with the times as well, just like you're doing. And I think that's kind of the key that I've heard before is if you just keep doing what you're doing, you're not going to stick. Everything is changing the way people do things and think about things and the economy. And there's so much you have to take into consideration. You have to kind of change with the ebbs and the tides. And that's the way
there's always food trends happening.
It sounds like.
Oh yeah. Just like relationship, you know, complacency kills. And, it is so true. And you can fall a victim to it very fast. But you know, it keeps me young, keeps me going. All the wonderful things I hear, you know, the comments when I walk out to the dining room and people, you know, say, oh, how much of a wonderful time they have. It's one of their favorite places. That's what I feed off of. And that's what keeps me going. And you need that.
Definitely.
Because it will. This industry is, you know, relentless.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you were talking earlier about the piano and having that extension on it. And Daryl and I had the pleasure one night of eating at
that.
It. And what a great experience that was. It was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's a homemade. I mean, I put it together myself. So it's not the, you know, it.
It's very nice, Scott.
It's very nice.
It is.
Of course, I'm my own worst critic, so, you know, I guess.
We all are, and that's okay. That only makes you better. That's good. Yeah. But the piano player, he was so nice. I mean, chatted with us, and, of course, Daryl's giving him all kinds of requests, and, you know, it was really, really fun. And then I bumped into my cousin there, who I hadn't. It's actually my dad's cousin, so my second cousin and her husband, and they're in there all the time. They're like, what are you doing here? You know, and, you know, saw, like, a few people I knew. So, very, very nice over there, and the food was excellent.
Thank you so much.
Good.
I mean, we have a great core regulars, and without that, you would not also be able to survive. So, you know, and we do want people to know that we have worked really hard on keeping our menu prices down, and we're offering a whole line of, you know, affordable, you know, items. So, you know, we want people to know that Unwind is not just that special occasion type place, which is
exactly
one thing we do hear a lot. You know, you can go there, you know, just as regular some of these other places, and you don't, I mean, have to really spend a lot of money. How many people just come in for wine and fondue? And I mean, they look forward to that so much.
We had the fondue too. Cause over the years I heard so much about it. And when we've gone, I've never had it. And we had it, we had been a couple of times. I don't remember which time we had it, but really good. And we had the dessert one with shortbread? Or
you named
pound cake?
Everything.
Was it?
Well, I mean, not technically pound cake, but I mean, it comes with everything, all types of sorts of fruits, strawberries, pineapples, bananas. But then we also make homemade Rice Krispie treats and
marshmallows.
And cream puffs and, you know, pretzels. And it's like, wow, it just, you know, keeps going. But, you know, the fun thing about fondue is it's not just you're sitting there eating. It's a conversational type thing. And people really, especially the women, I'll tell you, Unwind has attracted the women over the years. And I never would have expected them. I'll never forget one night. It was probably, gosh, 10, 12 years ago. Dining room was full and somebody, you know, came up and cling, cling, cling their glass and said, I want to make a toast to all the women. This room is filled. It was all women in the dining room and they all, of course, had their fondue and their wine. And it's a wonderful spot for ladies' night out, you know, for the ladies.
Thursdays.
Thursdays is, you're right, is ladies' night. Right. But I mean, but just any night for like a ladies' night, you know, to come on out and just sit around and talk, and, you know, while you're nibbling on the fondue and it's got the candle, so you're keeping the cheese warm, so it's not like you got to eat it fast. And people spend hours and hours and hours doing that. And that's one thing we've always, you know, really welcomed, you know, with the flower for service.
Tell people about that, listeners that don't know about that.
Well, if you've been in, you know exactly what the flower is all about. But if you haven't been in, we pride ourselves not only on our name, Unwind, and living up to it, but also a very European style of dining. Whereas if you've eaten in Europe, you'll know it's a very drawn out process. Very different from the American way, which is eat, get my bill, and let's go. And that's what we like to be. So we've implemented this flower for service where you no longer have to search for your wait staff. Where's my wait staff? And they will no longer come over and bug you unnecessarily with an occasional, how's everything going? But every table has a flower, and the simple steps are the flower's in the vase. We will leave you alone. And whenever you need service, all you have to do is take the flower out of the vase. It is your way of indirectly communicating with us. And, you know, we literally, people sit for hours with the flower in their vase, and, you know, we welcome that. You know, we're totally fine with that. And that's what Unwind is all about. And we want people to know they can take a breath, stop, smell the roses, and just relax and enjoy their night.
So nice.
That's huge. Yes. Because I have been to plenty of places where you can feel the pressure of them trying to get out of there. And a lot of times, and I understand that, you know, to a degree, I understand that, but when you go out with a girlfriend or your spouse or guys getting together, whatever, you're going because maybe you haven't hung out with them for a while. You just need some time. And if you have to constantly think, all right, I got to get out of here, I feel pressure, it just kind of takes away from the whole experience. And so I'm glad that you said that, because I had forgotten about the flower for service. And
nice touch.
Don't feel pressured. You just go and hang out. It's really a great way to spend an evening.
So. Yeah. I mean, most restaurants are good. I'm never here to bash any restaurant and say that they rush. But with Unwind, it's that extra level of comfort that you know that we're working at your pace. And it's worked very well for us. At the beginning, I remember we had book lights where we'd have the lights on, and then those all started, you know, vanishing from the tables mysteriously. So now we go to a flower, which still vanishes, but you know, that's funny. You know, hey, if somebody wants to take a flower and have it as a memoir, then that's, you know, I'm flattered. But so the flowers work just fine. I couldn't be happier with everything that's happened over the 14 years.
Well, good for you. Yes. And I want to thank you for coming on Food for Thought. It's been great. And again, listeners, Scott Kinney and his wife, Rania, from Unwind. They're located right here in Manchester on 2nd Street. And again, you can check them out on the web at unwind.net. And coming up next is Kale and Company. And Ken is in the house here at the Beacon Building today. And stay tuned and listen for some chances to win Monarchs tickets.
And I just want to remind everybody, Restaurant Week starts Friday, goes all next week. We have a special 3-course menu. It's for $29 a person. You get an appetizer, entree, and a dessert, and it runs all next week. It's beginning tomorrow night.
Beautiful. All right. Bye, everybody.